Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. How you doing, everybody? It's 8:39. It's Monday morning. What can be better than a wonderful, lovely Monday morning midwinter?
Is that blue sky?
It is blue sky. It's actually beautiful out. Well, in downtown San Francisco. Hopefully it's sunny where you are, too. What a day. It's amazing. Let's do the news.
What's up, everyone?
Here, let me start a thought. 3 seconds till the end of the
song.
Yeah,
you want to finish that thought real quick before we... Right. What's John doing?
Hey, he's coming to get his wallet. I stole his wallet from him, and they're leaving this morning. And
they decided rather than wait, they'd come into the city and get it real quick.
And get it and go.
Right.
They're going to go
Well,
scan.
I mean, there they are just waiting.
Right. So now they would have had to wait until a couple hours from now until I got home.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the 30th anniversary of Pier 39 Sea Lions. This weekend, come see 30 hand-painted sea lions and join Sea Lion Discovery Walk.
Hand-painted sea lions.
That sounds awesome.
Are they statues?
They can't possibly be painting actual sea lions.
Real ones.
So there's no way that
they smell too bad for anyone to stay near them long enough.
How do you know about that?
Because I've been to Pier 39.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they stink.
They stink.
They're so adorable. But,
you can smell them when you're in the water with them from so far away.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yes.
So stink.
They are really
rank
rotten. Mm. Sorry, that's not going to want help you go see the sea lions.
They're fun to see.
Let me start this over again.
Let's start over. Edit.
Celebrate the 30th anniversary of Pier 39 Sea Lions this weekend. Come see the 30 hand-painted sea lions and join a sea lion discovery walk. Visit pier39.com for all the details.
They're painted.
Gorgeous.
They're gorgeous sculptures of sea
lions.
Them?
Oh, they're beautiful.
They are
beautiful. I bet they don't stink
There's
either.
There's 30 of them. No smell.
Right.
Oh, that is so neat.
That's my sea lion impersonation.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Real quick. So the 49ers won over the weekend, and they move on in the National Football League playoffs.
Pow.
Championship game now is set. The Green Bay Packers will fly here across the country to the Bay Area to
Don't
take
worry,
on
Green
the
Bay.
Niners.
We have cheese, too. You'll be fine. You'll live. Cheese and butter.
You think they'll be...
Oh, they don't need their cheese.
Twitching to get some cheese.
I need some cheese.
Anyway, that game's the 3:40 game. The early game is Tennessee at Chiefs, and that is Sunday at noon. So,
someone's asking, Vinny, 707 is saying, if the Niners win the Super Bowl, do they have the parade in SF or Santa Clara? Since they're the SF Niners, it should be in the city, right?
Maybe they'll do two.
No.
Maybe they'll walk through the city and then bus them down to Santa Clara.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I would think you'd
have it. It's a good problem to have.
Here in the city.
Yeah.
But then again, the city's not not its cleanest.
No.
That's for sure.
They'll sweep it back one block for the parade.
Okay. You say.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even want to go there yet. Yeah. Let's just,
that'd
now.
That'd be a good
one
problem
thing at
to
a
have
time, 707.
If we won the Super Bowl, wouldn't that be something?
Mm. I'm just working on my bit where we fly to Green Bay and toilet paper at Roger's house. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
It's great.
Don't you?
Sure. Let's do it.
Hopefully that's in the budget here at Entercom. Spent so much damn money on that radio.com app. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get plane tickets and everything else we need.
All right. Well, I was hoping we could just take the Alice private jet, you know, load up some fighters.
Anyway, coming up tomorrow is another Democrat debate, everyone. So it looks like we're down to six contestants, or at least six contestants get to make the debate.
And do you know who?
I do know who. It's Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg. I don't know.
Super close. I just told you how to do it.
I know. What is it?
Boot Edge Edge.
Boot Edge Edge.
There you go.
Amy Klobuchar Bernie Sanders, Tom Steyer. I like this Tom Steyer guy.
Yeah, what do you like? What's the...
His ads on our station are all about how the minute he's elected, he's going to declare a national environmental emergency and immediately attack the world's biggest problem, which is this plastic and this climate change. I'm with him.
Yeah.
I am with him.
It needs attacking.
Like,
we need to do something.
We can't have four more years acting like that's not happening around us. And Elizabeth Warren will also be on the stage. So there are six debaters.
Okay.
And it's tomorrow night. So enjoy.
I won't. I will not be watching that.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. I always, you know, I get a roundup in the morning. I was like, oh, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. they boil it down to the interesting stuff.
It's the highlights, please.
Very, very, you know, low
attention span.
The low lights.
So it rained overnight. Yeah. Depending on where you were, and it definitely rained on my way in today.
Oh, did it?
It didn't rain where
no,
you were?
No,
a little
me.
Bit.
Okay.
Had some windshield wipers
It looks
going.
Like we might see a little more rain tonight into tomorrow, but the biggie is coming Thursday. Another big storm blowing through on Thursday.
We need it. We'll take it. I roll my eyes, but good.
I bet your boys are going to get snowed in and have to do another day. Good for them.
I think they'll be back in time to miss that.
Why would they want to do that?
Oh, they're coming back Wednesday. I don't know, man. I'm not in charge of their schedule, clearly. They sprung this on me over the weekend or whatever. Thursday of last week. Oh, we're going to go skiing next week. I'm like, oh, how nice
we are.
For you.
I like skiing.
Back on December 20th, the cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, pulled over a 46-year-old woman. Her name hasn't been released. The cops smell weed coming from the car, and the woman told them it was because she has a medical marijuana card.
Oh.
And she pointed to a hooded sweatshirt in the car where he could find it. He picked up the sweatshirt and a crack pipe fell out.
Oh, that's too bad.
The cop searched the car and found a half dozen crack rocks under one of the seats.
Oh, she's bummed. All her crack's gone.
She did not have a medical crack cocaine card.
Are those available?
No, they're not. Mm. So she was arrested for cocaine possession and they just...
Crack is whack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who famously said that?
Whitney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, with Barbara Walters. Remember that interview?
Yeah. I'm not a crack addict. Crack is whack. I'm way too rich for that.
Yeah.
But she was, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right. Well, supposedly, you know. Girl had problems. It's too bad.
Kids don't know stuff. I mean, they should know stuff, and then they don't know stuff. So...
What?
Alarmed drivers on a Northern California highway spotted a young girl Saturday night in a vehicle holding up a handmade sign that read, "Help me, she's not my mom, help." You understand what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
She's in the back of a car with a sign that says, "Help. She's not my mom, help." Motorists on Highway 99 south of Elk Grove called 911. What is that, up in Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
Called 911, CHP officers and a canine unit performed a high-risk stop on a vehicle near 8 Mile Road in Stockton. It was a hoax.
The kid was just joking around?
It was the kid of... Yeah, that was her mom, and she thought she was being funny.
Oh, my God. Child. No.
She thought it would be a fun thing to do.
Well,
the girl's mom, who was driving, was not in on the prank. She had no idea her daughter was in the back seat doing that.
Can you imagine how scared she must have been when she got forcibly pulled
over? Yeah, I can imagine how scared she was.
And I'm sure they had guns
drawn. Guns drawn, right. Vinny, you did a story a couple weeks ago, I think, that in the Central Valley, there was a woman who pulled up to a fast food place, and she mouthed, "Help."
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I wonder if that little girl heard that story and got the idea. I mean, that lady was in trouble.
And I didn't hear that.
Fast food place. She drives up
to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's hiding in the car or sitting right there and saying, "Don't do anything stupid, lady." And she mouths it.
Yeah, so the person at the drive-thru saved her. Called the police.
Wow.
Pretty good.
It is. People do want to help each other.
The Supreme Court today left in place the conviction of a Massachusetts woman who sent her boyfriend text messages urging him to kill himself. Michelle Carter is famous.
Yes.
She's the young lady who was in a relationship with a young man.
Get back in the car.
Who was having a lot of trouble.
Yep.
She's currently serving a 15-month sentence after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the 2014 death of her boyfriend, Conrad Roy III. The judge determined that Carter, who was 17, caused the death of the 18-year-old Roy when she ordered him in a phone call to get back in that carbon monoxide-filled truck and finish what you started.
Unbelievable.
He was parked in a Kmart parking lot. He was...
She's awful. I can't believe it's only 15 months.
I'm sure... In my head, anyway, and I'm sure in the parents of this young man, in their heads, they probably feel like you were the one person who could say, life is so awesome. Let us get you help.
Right. The fact is, he almost saved himself. He got out of the car. And she's all, get back in. She's horrible.
The phone call wasn't recorded, but the judge relied on a text Carter had sent to her friend in which she said she told Roy, you get back in that car.
Oh.
In text messages sent in the days leading up to Roy's death, the young man, Carter had also encouraged Roy to follow through with your plan and chastised him when he didn't.
It's a horrible
bitch. Story's gotten national attention, and I've covered it here. And so, again, the Supreme Court on Monday left in place the conviction. You are not off the hook.
Good. They should add to it.
That is awful, right?
Oh.
I mean, the idea that you wouldn't be human enough to help my kid in a time of need and say something different, not do it, kill yourself, but something more like, let's get help.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
I'm coming to you.
Right.
Jane just texted me.
Oh, Jane.
Oops, sorry. I'm planning on using the private Alice jet that weekend.
Good one, Jane.
We are going to, yeah. Solid.
Jane, she's using the jet.
It's unavailable for your trip.
To Green Bay.
Yes. With the whole, you know, Cook's Little Juan crew.
Well, first, I mean, look, the truth is, I know they weren't going to let me go to Green Bay and pick fights in the town square. But I figure you start there, and then you whittle it back to we're just gonna toilet paper Roger's house.
Sure,
come on.
That's what else?
That's playful, right? Brand's not gonna kick anybody in the face.
Yeah,
but we'll take the whole crew, just
in case.
A show of strength.
Right. Anyway,
we'll put you in the back with the headphones on the mic.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't worry, Entercom. It'll be fine.
We're gonna be. Just fine. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Text us anytime.
All right. I will.
Did you guys see The Outsider? Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, did it start?
They dropped the first two episodes together, and I couldn't stop watching. Stayed up way past my bedtime. No regrets.
Is this on Hulu? What's The Outsider on?
I don't know, but it's being recorded at my house, so I don't think it is on Hulu. I know the missus is...
That's the Stephen King one, right?
Yes. It is. I think it has Bateman
HBO.
In it, right?
HBO, yeah.
It's such a good book.
Mm. Yeah, Jason Bateman, Ben Mendelsohn.
I don't know that guy.
Listen, if they got Jason Bateman, that's all they need. He's great. But he should really be working on Ozark.
Well, in my opinion, Ozark should be done.
Right, and they should start airing it.
Right. Now that
I'm with you there. Netflix?
That is Netflix. Okay. Antonio Brown live streamed on Twitter the whole thing is what someone's saying here, yeah.
Oh my God. You ain't no Bentley driving bitch.
Why would he do that?
He's an awful person.
All the crazy stuff he says, you just go, oh, you're awful.
But to do that, like to just be screaming at your kid's mother with the cops around and the kids are right there. It's so gross.
Has he had too many hits to the head? Maybe. Can we blame it on that?
I don't know. Or just a bad person.
One of the many things he's screamed over the no more white women in 2020. And it's like, oh, it's them.
Sorry about it.
It's them. They're the ones. Okay. Vinny, I saw Joker. I expected more. The movie was okay. It's super dark. Yeah, I don't know who told you it was great. His performance is creepy and great.
Mm-hmm.
The movie itself, super dark.
Yeah.
And I think it's a standalone. I don't think it's going to, he'll somehow segue into
the next batch of movies.
The Batman series. Right. I think that it's just a standalone about a crazy person. Sorry, a mentally
challenged,
unstable guy. Right. So dark.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever watch that. I have it, you know, because we're SAG members.
It's worth a watch. I mean, you watch enough stuff. Your whole family, you could get them all and they'll watch it with you.
Well, some of them have seen it because John went to the premiere, so I don't think he's going to sit through it again. And I don't know. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Maybe you and I can watch. We'll have a date.
Uh-huh.
We'll watch a Joker and be depressed. Oh, great. Watching a man slide, his slow slide into insanity.
Yeah. I know. Great. It just looks so dark.
I know. And all the horrible things that happened to him and everyone around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone says Ozark season 3 comes out March 27th.
All right.
Oh, that's soon.
Hotline's ringing.
Okay.
Great news. Hi, Sarah. Call that place you ordered your sewing stuff from. They should track your package down for you or send you another package. Love you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call everybody today. Figure it out.
Don't you have a video that would have shown them dropping it off?
No, you know, I get those from certain carriers, but not from them. It was delivered by the United States Postal Service.
Mm.
FedEx brought it there and dropped it off there, and they delivered it to someone who has a garage. And it wasn't me. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.